That's right, Candy Cam is back with all your celebrity gossip, from the who's who to the who's not. Trust me, you don't want to miss this show. Stay tuned to see who the celebrities of the week are.
Did you hear that?
That's right, Candy Cam is back this week with all your celebrity gossip. Last night was the 57th annual Grammy Awards show, hosted in Los Angeles, California, and emceed by LL Cool J, rap legend, for the fourth time in a row. There were definitely some snubs last night and some well-deserved awards last night, and we're going to get into all those details today, right here on Candid Cam. Let's start with Sam Smith, who won all the awards last night. He ended the night with four awards. Of course, there was the oh-so-glamorous Beyoncé, who, in my opinion, and Kanye's opinion, was snubbed last night. And then there was Rihanna in her pink puff tutu. No one even knows what else to call it other than that. And then there was Iggy Azalea, the curvaceous rap artist from Down Under. And she looked like she had a bird's nest on her head. I'm going to be talking everything Grammys today, from the fashion, the performances, and who won the awards. So this week on Candid Cam, there isn't just one or two or three celebrities. There's the entire Grammys to discuss. Now, obviously, I don't have enough time to discuss everything that happened at the Grammys, so I'm going to be talking about the most memorable parts of the show. Let's start with Sam Smith. He won four awards last night: Best Pop Vocal Album, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. Sam Smith took over the night, and it's not hard to believe. He has such a classic voice, and he's really bringing back the art of songwriting. Now, there were some other winners last night. Pharrell Williams won Best Pop Solo Performance for Happy and Best Urban Contemporary Album, Girl. Beyoncé didn't leave the night empty-handed either. She won three awards: Best R&B Performance, Drunken Love featuring Jay-Z, Best R&B Song, Drunken Love featuring Jay-Z, and Best Surround Sound Album, the self-titled Beyoncé. Some other winners include Best Rock Song, Ain't It Fun by Paramore, Best Dance Recording, Rather Be by Clean Bandit featuring Jess Glynn, and the Album of the Year. This was the snub award of the entire night. Went to rock artist Beck for Morning Phase. I'm going to be honest with you. I know a lot about music, and at the same time, I don't know a lot about music. I don't know who Beck is. No one on my social media knew who Beck was. Everyone just kept asking, who is Beck? Who is Beck? And that's still the question of the day. If someone could tell me who Beck is, I would greatly appreciate it. Now let's talk fashion. Where to begin? Of course, there was the beautiful Rihanna, who looked great with her natural makeup, natural slicked back hair, back to her jet black original hair color. And then you look at the rest of her outfit. She looked like cotton candy. That's all I can really say for this. The waistline was way too high, right underneath her breastline, and it just was not a flattering look on her. And you know, Rihanna is a fashion diva. All I can say is she is lucky that Joan Rivers is resting easy right now, because she would definitely be a fashion victim. Even on her own Instagram page, she didn't want to show her whole outfit. She must have known that dress was a big no-no. Then there was Taylor Swift, Iggy Azalea, and Beyoncé. They all looked amazing. Taylor Swift had on a high-low teal dress with magenta heels. She looked fabulous. Her hair could have had some work done to it. Iggy Azalea wore a royal blue form-fitting dress to show off those curves that she has, but her hair was a bigger no-no than Taylor's flat hair. And then there was Beyoncé. You can never go wrong with Beyoncé. She wore a beautiful black long-sleeve gown with a deep V-neck, simple beachy wave curls with the center part. She looked fabulous, per usual. Now, Ariana Grande may have been a hit during her performance, but that outfit was definitely a miss. I don't know who told her this dress was cute, but it definitely was not. It did not show off anything about her body. Yes, we saw her back, but the dress as a whole looked like a home ec project gone wrong. But let's move on to the men. Jay-Z looked handsome, but it's hard not to with Beyonce as your arm candy. Big Sean looked great in his tuxedo as well, just a simple black on black. And then there was Nick Jonas. Whew, am I jealous of his girlfriend? He looked so handsome last night in his plaid suit. And I'm starting to see a trend. Every man on the carpet had beautiful arm candy last night. John Legend had Christy Teigen, Keith Urban had Nicole Kidman, and Blake Shelton had Miranda Lambert. It's a trend. Have beautiful arm candy on the carpet and you'll do fine. At least in my eyes. And then there were the performances last night. Ariana Grande opened the show with a beautiful ballad, and then Beyonce, John Legend, and Common ended the show with a ballad. Pharrell performed his Happy. Sam Smith performed with Mary J. Blige, who he's written songs for. So the night was really full of a lot of wonderful performances. Just like great wine gets better with age, so does the Grammys. That's all the time we have for Candid Cam. Thanks for tuning in this week, and I hope you'll be back next week for all your tea. Music provided by The Escalation. Sam Smith, Stay With Me. Pharrell Williams, Happy. Beyonce, Drunk in Love featuring Jay-Z. Clean Bandit, Rather Be featuring Jess Glynn. Paramore, Ain't It Fun. Ariana Grande, Just a Little Bit of Your Heart. John Legend and Common, Glory.